Blue Tango Mobile.
How you doing, bud? This is General T.R.
The lunch had been open, but it wasn't. They must have closed the week of 4th of July this year. So I had to went by and picked me up some Chinese. I'm going to take it home and eat it home.
Oh, I was just sitting there watching TV and at the same time watching the YouTube of a 787 landing on Easter Island, one of the world's most remote airports. It's a pretty good sized plane. I've landed on islands like that, and there's one thing at the end of the runway that you don't want to get into, and that's the ocean.
Some of those videos on YouTube and all, and people have put up on the thing. So yeah, I've seen those and everything. So those are some of those islands like that. There's the one that's like that, and then there's the one that you land and you have to come down through the mountains and get down on the ground real quick, because it's also one that their end of their runway is the ocean. So I've seen one of those videos too, and I thought, I'm glad I'm not flying on that airplane. I would not be happy.
This is NZTR. Yeah, I saw one time. I think it was in Nepal or someplace over there. And it was way up in the mountains, but you had to navigate through the mountains to get down to it and dive for the runway, and then it was uphill. And at the end of it, it just went off a cliff. Well, the one at Wake Island was really a short one. And Midway, I think, was 5,000 feet. But that's about the shortest ones I've ever been on. But I got a picture of one our kids landed on over there in one of the islands in the Mediterranean. And, oh, my God, it's just unbelievable. The first part of it looks like it's up on stilts or something. Kind of fun to watch, so. Well, we've been outside, and I watered the backyard a little more and moved the driveway sensor around because it woke me up again at 4:40 this morning. And I didn't see any deer or anything, but something was out there. And I'd just been up at 3:30, and I just used the restroom. So that really goofs up your sleep. So I tried driving one of those plastic posts that have a little metal probe on the bottom of it. It's like driving it into rocks. It's so dry out there. I had to go get a 5/16-inch rod and sharpen it and knock a hole in the ground just to put the post in.
I'm sure you did. I'm over here by the Baptist Church over here on Anderson Mill Road, and they're in the process. They've got two cops out here directing traffic at the road to let people out of their church after service, and they don't have to do like I do, fend for myself at my church. But they've got people on. They've got people on duty directing traffic in their parking lot. Then they've got cops out here on the road directing traffic. Oh, whatever. Anyway, hey, by the way, did you download that OmniRig software to put it on your computer so you could get your thing working?
No, I didn't. It said you needed Omni 1.2 OmniRig. And it's there, but I listened to the YouTube on it, and it's above my head, and so I wanted to be sure that I got the right thing if I did that, and once I got it, I just don't know, Rusty, but it explains, there's a YouTube right there, explains how to use it for the 590 SDR software. But it talks about any files and different things, and I just don't understand it.
Try to download it one day, and then I'll see if I can't get over there and help you get it up and operational. I don't know a whole lot about OmniRig because I don't use it because it's It's with my ICOM radio, and I've only got the one rig, so I don't have to worry about it. And I've been giving serious thought to putting my 7200 back in service and having me two radios in that room. And I'm trying to figure out what I do, where I put the other radio, you know.
Well, I don't want two rigs. I don't even want a new band radio. But I'm happy with what I got. But it tells you step by step what to do. But it's a British guy, and he's speaking rather fast, which you can back it up, I'm sure. But I just, I don't want to crap it up, in other words. And it's not worth that. But sometime if you get up here, well, I'll let you take a look at it. Or why don't you just look at OmniRig on your computer and look at the YouTube on it and get an idea if it's possible or not, Rusty. This is ZeroTR.
I can do that and see what's going on and take a look at it. Looks like a piece of land down here has been, looks like they put up a sign on it, do some sales or something, I don't know. Don't know what they're doing out here. We got all kinds of houses, developments building up out here in my area. And I'd be happy with a number of them, a lesser number of them. Too many of them are getting out here. I used to live out in the country, but not anymore.
Got the mic turned around. I was messing with the TV. I was just sitting there eating some bean cherries. I need to go get some more. I think I just ate the last one. And I bought some of those cherry plums down there at Publix the other day. Boy, those are good. But it took them a while before they got ready to eat. They seemed pretty green, those little ones, you know.
I saw those myself the other day, didn't get any, but, you know. And I thought about getting me a bag of cherries because they had them on sale the other day when I was in there. But that was last week's sale, not the current week's sale, so I don't think they're on sale anymore right now. But who knows? I'll just have to see.
Yeah, I think the Bing cherries are. The Royal Land ones, the yellow ones, they should start coming down. When they first come out, all these, I don't know if they had them marked wrong or what, but there's 239. And then the next time I went, there's 569. And at Ingles, it was 798. And so either one of those prices was out of the question. But I found I like the red ones just as well as the yellow ones. They used to be my favorite.
Yeah, boy, cherries in a long while. Well, Tom, I'm home. I got my lunch in the car here. I got to get everything inside so I can eat some lunch because I'm starting. My little bowl of Cheerios gave out a good while ago. I'm opening and closing the church this month, so that means I have to get there early and I have to lock the doors, make sure the doors are locked, the sanctuary is all closed down, and all before I leave. So, anyway, I'll talk to you in a little while. I'll turn my radio on inside the house, and I'll listen this afternoon. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
While you're in the church, pray for rain. It might help. And that's no joke. Now, they have law enforcement up here at the one on Highway 14, just north of the dollar store before you turn to our house. And they should have, because it's on a hill. Well, take care. Enjoy your mass consumables. And we'll get, yeah, all I had was Rice Krispies with fresh peaches in it this morning. Of course, I had cantaloupe and a half of a grapefruit before that. Take care. W2T and 0TR, Claire.